Today we are celebrating the feast of Saint Ignatius of Loyola. Of course, the founder of the religious order of our Holy Father, Pope Francis, the Jesuits, great missionaries throughout the world. And we should know that this founder of the Jesuit order was not always fighting for Christ. He was a soldier looking for that opportunity to prove his own life in the world, maybe to promote his own family name. He had his own personal desires in the forefront. And only once he was maimed in his knee when he was hit with a cannonball did things begin to change in his life. When he experienced this great pain and great difficulty, did his perspective change from trying to win fame for himself or his family or just trying to get a great job to get ahead in life to doing things that really truly mattered? And he could tell the difference between the two. He could tell the difference between those two senses, doing things for glory in this world versus doing things for the greater glory of God, which of course is the great motto of the Jesuit order, which comes from that first reading that you heard. Doing things for the greater glory of God, ad maiorem Dei gloriam. And easily get caught up in trying to do things for ourselves and for our own glory in this world, to build a tower, as Jesus says in the gospel, only for our glory in this world. How superfluous that is, how useless that is, when in the end, it all comes crashing down. But there are things that we can do in this world which are lasting, which really matter. And those are the things that we do not for our own glory, but for the greater glory of God. A lot of things we can do, many things. And these things that we do for the greater glory of God are like treasures that we can store up in heaven. You can have a giant bank account in heaven if you want, storing up treasure in heaven. How many of us are doing the things that we do not to be seen by others, build up our own name and our own reputation in this world, but are really doing what Saint Ignatius of Loyola did, everything for the greater glory of Almighty God? God reveals himself to us in this Holy Eucharist.